CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gene Marks, the small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition. He's in the UK traveling. However, the effects of the jobs number reported within these last hours and the question about recession comes down to what is it meaning for small business? This is where the growth is for jobs in America. This is where the innovation is. All small businesses do not turn into giants, but some do. It's the future. So we come to a report that wage inflation for small businesses continues to decline. That's a good thing. Also, the small business hiring remains strong. So, yes, fear of recession. Yes, big tech is making huge cutbacks in all aspects. For the first time in 10 years or more, the giant firms, Apple, Google, Meta, the names that you see frequently, are laying off people or selling real estate or looking to the bottom line and not the top line growth. That's been true for the low interest rates of the last decade. Small businesses, however, according to this report, are not hesitating. And Gene, one more time, if small businesses hire and if small businesses find a way to reduce inflation, isn't that a healthy economy, Gene?
It is. I mean, let's not forget that small businesses, you know, employ more than half people in this country and contribute more than half of the GDP of this country, John. So when you hear reports from all different angles that small business hiring remains strong, that is also a good sign. Now, we're going to see a report coming out, I believe, next week. I think it'll be next week. Which I love to watch is the National Federation of Independent Business, their optimism index. I'm sure you and I will talk about that. We've talked about it in the past. It wouldn't surprise me if the optimism, you know, confidence of small businesses are still down or it's ticked lower. That wouldn't surprise me because there are definitely challenges that are out there. I don't feel a lot of businesses, and that this is anecdotal, are so confident about 2023, but the levels when you compare it to the depths of the pandemic and the depths of the recession are nowhere near there. They're, you know, wearing and businesses right now, they're not in any kind of panic mode. In fact, they're the other way around. The environment that they're looking at for the next 2 years, particularly when it comes to, you know, any big legislation or any big events coming out of Washington, it's pretty stable until the next big election, you know, terms come up. So you've got 2 years to kind of just, you know, not get caught up in the noise of national, you know, whatever, you know, dialogue and just focus on running your company. And I think a lot of businesses are breathing a sigh of relief at that and are just focusing on, you know, or managing their place. And if they can find a good employee or two to bring on, you know, they're going to do it because they know that those employees will turn into profits in the future.
We want to get to Gene's recommendations about tax credits and financing, but an attention to a sad and peculiar and outrageous story about a man named Santos who has told serial falsehoods in order to win an election on Long Island in New York. He's gained national attention. However, Gene's column in The Hill is very helpful to focus again on Washington and how small businesses need respect from Washington, given what Gene just said, how they are the American economy for growth. Gene, your column was well spoken. I'm not going to lavish any more attention on Santos, but right, for the moments that he was assigned to the small business committee in the House of Representatives, it was extremely upsetting.
Yeah, I went on a rant about that because you're right. Let's not get into any details about Santos. We all know that what kind of a guy this guy is. And we know that he stepped down from his committee assignments. But regardless, he was put on the Small Business Committee. Now, this Small Business Committee in Congress in the House of Representatives, it is a bipartisan group of people that all have small business experience behind them. They do very good work, John. And they you know, recommend bills. They have hearings. They oversee the Small Business Administration. I mean, they're our voice in Congress. And I don't know, it's just, you know, for Republicans to throw Santos onto that committee, knowing what they know about him, I found it to be such an insult to small businesses. It was like, boy, we really get an idea of where people think small businesses stand in their list of priorities when you throw a guy like that onto the committee that sort of, you know, oversees them in this country. And I don't know, it was very disheartening to see that appointment.
positive information. Gene, in a podcast he did with Paychex, sponsored by Paychex, about the employee retention tax credit. This is from the pandemic, but it's still on the books, Gene. What is it?
So, and I also just wrote a big piece about this in the Philly Inquirer as well, if people want to check it out online. It is, you might be getting emails from people telling you that you can get up to $26,000 per employee from the U.S. government under this refundable tax credit. And if you get those emails, I'd be very, very wary about them. Yes, it is a legit tax credit from the pandemic. And yes, the available money could be up to as much as $26,000 per employee. But there's a lot of hoops you have to go through to see if you're even eligible. And then you've got to go through a lot of calculations and amending of payroll tax forms to get that money back. And even my clients are getting the money back. They're not seeing $26,000 per employee, but I've seen plenty of clients getting anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 per employee back, which you've got 10, 20, 30 employees. That's a pretty good chunk of money, John. So my recommendation is this. If you haven't already, ask your payroll service company or ask your accountant about the employee retention tax credit. What is it and am I eligible? Most of the big payroll tax companies, you mentioned Paychex, their competitors do the same. They offer these services that will see if you're eligible. Most of the accountants, if they can't do the calculation, they will refer you to somebody that can. But you absolutely should be checking in to see if you're eligible for the employee retention tax credit. And one thing I must say, if you run a restaurant, there is every bit of a chance that you are eligible because you were impacted by the pandemic. And therefore, you absolutely should be talking to your payroll company or to your accountant to see if you can go through the necessary procedure to get that money back. It's money on the table and you've got until 2024 to apply, you know, to amend your returns, but the sooner rather than later.
And 10 suggestions in a podcast for finding financing in a possibly a challenged environment for 2023. What are a few good ideas, Gene? It's a podcast.
I'll give you just a couple of these, guys. First of all, as we're heading into 2023, I mean, the fact is, as good as the economy and hiring has been, interest rates are elevated. And I have clients that are paying double-digit rates now for some commercial loans, depending on their creditability. So it's a big issue getting financing this year. Talk to the Small Business Administration, an SBA.gov lender. That's a bank that will lend you money. They will do it at or below market rates from anywhere from 3 to 15 years. And they have loans under their 7A and 504 programs. Very, very important to do because it's a great source of financing. Another great place to get money in 2023 is the State Small Business Credit Initiative. Google those words and your state. $10 billion is being distributed by the Treasury Department to all the states based on certain criteria, and you could very well be eligible for either a loan or for a grant or even an equity investment through the organizations that your state is giving that money to. So SBA loans are going to be hot this year, and look into that State Small Business Credit Initiative for your state because there's money out there that you will be eligible for, particularly in this environment that's going to be pretty tough for financing in 2023.
Gene, our final minute, the conversations you have with your clients and when you're on the road are vital because they point to the road ahead. It's like they can see the second and third quarter. The puzzle here is, are they puzzled about this recession talk? Do you hear your customers and your clients and your colleagues scratching their heads as well? We have about 30 seconds.
Yeah, they are, John. They're as puzzled as you and I are. The average small business owner is over the age of 50. They remember high interest rates and high inflation from the late 70s and early 80s. And in our minds, that's connected to downturns in the economy. And the fact that they're not seeing it in a big way in their business or nationally, it's befuddling a lot of those older business owners. It'll be something that'll be studied years to come.
Gene Marks, he is a small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper in the United Kingdom, where he is traveling, and in the United States, where he is also For our hometown newspaper, the Small Business Columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer, I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.